Well, hello, guys. This is a Pennsylvania politician, and she's a femon. Well, I think she is. And she reported a hate crime to the police because she found a noose. Not that type of noose, that's a real one. On her desk. So the police started an investigation, and they found out who was in the building at the time. And they asked them if they would take a DNA test, if asked. And they said yes. But one person refused to take the DNA test. And that was this femon in the thumbnail, who actually reported the hate crime. And she also asked them to stop the investigation. But I wonder why. Anyway, they finally got a DNA test from her by using a warrant. And it was found that the only DNA on the noose was hers. So, of course, she's planted it on her own desk to create a hate crime, to cause chaos, drama, lies, deceit, and of course to get attention. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. But these people who fake hate crimes don't seem to be very bright, do they? I hope she gets charged with fairly serious crime. Because think about it, let's assume she didn't like somebody in the office, she could say she thinks it was them. And look what that person would have to go through. Of course, she should be removed from office immediately. Because if a person's willing to do this, what else are they willing to do? It's amazing, isn't it? Lies, deceit, scams. Thank God for DNA testing. Which reminds me, guys, don't forget to get a DNA test done. If you have any children, remember, never trust a femon. Take it easy, guys.
Just a dog!